On a cloudy May afternoon in the Dillingham Harbor, a lone fishing vessel called the Eagle II was tied to the docks. Skipper William Johnson and his crew were preparing the vessel for departure to the other side of the Nooshiegak Peninsula.
We're always anxious to get started, but we're waiting on ice.
Going out to Togiak, you said?
Yes, heading west to go get bait and do a little fishing out there and then come back and then finish out the season down here.
Taking a lot of fuel with you, I see.
Yeah, we got to pack extra fuel. We're going a long distance, so it's best to bring extra.
Longliners like Johnson, who live in a western Alaskan community designated as part of the 4E group, are fishing a halibut quota of 58,800 pounds, a more than 1,000-pound increase from last season. Gary Klein is the regional fisheries director at the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. He says if the quota is exceeded, it could get another increase of about 20,000 pounds.
If we come to the point as we did last year, where our local fleet caught our 4E quota, we have the ability to roll over the quota that we have in Area 4D, which is further offshore in the Bering Sea, which is what we did last year, and we ended up catching roughly 77,000 pounds.
Klein says this year, 4E longliners are also permitted to sell cod, up to one-fifth the weight of halibut on board. The emergency order from Alaska Department of Fish and Game changing this rule comes after years of fishermen reporting a huge increase in the number of cod caught out there. Klein says the increased harvests and participation from the 4E group in recent years has helped spotlight the needs of its communities, prompting these small changes in fishing regulations, which go a long way for the people living in the region.
Our halibut fishery may seem small when comparing it to the other halibut fisheries throughout the state of Alaska. However, I feel it goes a long way for our residents that live in our surrounding communities that may not have a lot of job opportunities. And so this halibut fishery provides that opportunity or that chance to make a little more money for their families.
Klein says he expects 25 boats to fish the quota this year, five more than last season. Leroy Straley is one new participant in the Bristol Bay halibut fishery. He grew up in Dillingham, and after a few years of gill netting for salmon, he is working his first season as a crew member aboard the Eagle, a 4E longliner.
It is way more fun than I thought it was going to be. I mean, it's just exciting when that halibut comes up off the longline and it breaks the water and you see how big that fish is. And it's sometimes a little challenging to pull the bigger fish aboard, but we didn't lose one on our first trip, so that's exciting.
While some halibut is processed in Togiak, the best market for Dillingham-based boats is an eager public. A dozen or so people were waiting in line in the rain for the crew of the Eagle to sell some of the season's first catch.
Nice rainy day to be picking out fish.
How many fish are you picking up today?
Just one. You know, family of three, maybe around the 40-pound area.
How are you going to cook that thing?
Oh, in several different ways, you know. We do it every year. You know, 40, 50-pounder lasts us all year, so we're in good shape then.
I like it blackened, personally, but I'm buying it for the women's shelter here in Dillingham.
What's your favorite way to cook halibut?
I think I like beer battered, fried, and with a cold beer. They go down real well, and chips too.
Cut it up and freeze it and enjoy.
The Eagle sold its first 22 halibut at $8 a pound Thursday afternoon, in addition to the cod they had on board. They were heading back out with the next tide. I'm Nick Shalino, KDLG News.